This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Jordan, how much do you read into what J.J. McCarthy said to Rich Eisen?
New York Giants, I've spent the most time with. They're a phenomenal staff.
Definitely caught my attention. I'm more likely to think that he could be the plan if they don't get Drake May now than I was before.
If it's J.J. McCarthy, and you feel like under these current circumstances where he's not going to be forced to play right away, we have Daniel Jones, Brian Daboll. He already kind of knows our system anyway. There's more of a likelihood that it's going to work as opposed to really bad team takes a kid and says, hey, here you go, kid, save us. That's not where the Giants are at.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, an hour to go, but there's a lot squished into this hour. We're going to get into Little Knicks, more draft, stuff you missed. And then, of course, we have our mock draft. I've been working on my mock draft. You'll be happy to know. I'm really putting the work in, and I feel pretty good about this. Feel pretty good about that.
What I should have done is suggest that we do the mock drafts to start the show.
Why?
Because since the show started and we've had Rich on and we've had Jordan, who, by the way, I don't know if it was you just taking out your frustration with Jordan on Rich.
What do you mean? No.
Well, you didn't treat Rich nice.
I don't think I was bad to Rich whatsoever.
RJ, was he nice to Rich or no? Good.
I think...
Are you screening a call there, RJ?
I was. It's Dan from Jersey, so he's there.
Not overly important. Go ahead.
I don't know. See, that was a nice right there.
No, it wasn't meant
to
be.
He doesn't even know when he's not being nice.
It wasn't meant to be nice.
That's just flat out mean.
It's Dan from Jersey. Calls with us and say, hey, Dave, hey, Rick, hey, Daddy. It's every day it's the same thing with that guy.
See, I was actually going to say before that I thought you were tough but fair with Rich, but now I'm leaning towards, like, now you're just going down a path of cruelty. Now you're just being mean to people.
There was nothing cruel whatsoever about it.
If you should be mean to anybody, it's Renan.
Why would I be mean to Renan?
Yeah, you're supposed to be his guy, right? You guys team up against me. He doesn't return your text messages in a timely fashion. Yet this grown man who is sending us pictures of him side by side with Aaron Rodgers has the time to set up a tripod and video himself on his child's choo-choo train with a conductor hat on.
Of anybody I know, when I text them, the biggest hit or miss, you don't know if it's going to be responding in 3 minutes or 4 days, is Renan.
Right.
It's completely unacceptable.
But he has the time to set a whole thing up in his basement where he's on a train. Daniel Jones choo-choo train.
Because that was for him. That was all about him.
Right.
As the conductor. I'll throw this on social media, and if it's a big success, now I become a hero.
Right.
And how about the take, by the way? Like 6 months ago, this guy was a conductor on the Daniel Jones bandwagon.
Love Daniel Jones.
All right. So... the Knicks tonight. Can I be honest with you? I don't think the Knicks are going to win this game tonight.
Well, you didn't let me answer the question. If that was going to be the answer, I would have said, no, don't be honest with me.
Well, because there was a pause. It was a hefty pause. He didn't say anything. It was like Grasso-esque. And I was like, well, he's not going to answer. He thinks it's rhetorical. Let me just get in there on my own.
All right. Well, explain yourself now.
I don't think the Knicks have played great basketball in two games. I think you'll get an important effort. I think if Philly has anything left, I mean, Embiid just said they're going to win the series. If they don't win this game tonight, they have absolutely zero chance to win this series. So I think this is their one game that you look at and you're like, you know what? They came into this one and they gave you everything and they find a way to win it. I think that that the Knicks are going to lose this game. Close game, but I think the Knicks will lose this game tonight.
All right, bigger question for me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they lose, does Jalen Brunson play well?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Brunson will be a much better version tonight of what he's been during the regular season. I think you'll see much closer to that than what you've seen in games 1 and 2.
So this is a game he figures it out, and
yeah,
now because
Brunson
the Sixers
goes
at home.
For 30-plus on 40-plus percent shooting, and yeah, absolutely. I think he's going to play. I think he's going to play much better, but the Knicks lose, I don't know, 4-point game, something like that.
Because right now, 16 for 55. 16
no,
for 55
that's,
is not
that's
good.
No, that's really, really bad.
No. And now you just think at home, you know, role players play better at home.
I mean, if Philly doesn't win tonight, like if Philly doesn't give you everything they have, then they're total frauds.
Right. Well,
I mean,
they are kind of frauds. But
they are kind of frauds. But you come at your Joel Embiid. You won't look at anybody. Your head's in your hands. You're sitting there and you're telling us how you guys are winning this series. If you say that and you don't show up for a game three, shame on you.
Right. How about grab a rebound in the second half of a game?
I can't believe that. Guys, what, 7 feet tall, couldn't get a rebound in the second half?
No rebounds in the second half of game two and no rebounds in the fourth quarter of game one.
It's embarrassing.
Well, and I think it also speaks to his health. But Maxey's been really good. I mean, point-wise, in a loss, I mean, they combined for 69 points and they still lose, which has got to be tough for them. But you got to think that the role players are going to be better. Batum,
right. You know it's awful, but just awful?
Yes.
Well, I was asking you a question. Now I left you enough space that you could answer it.
Who's been awful? Who was awful?
Who I think is just a not a very good player. Who's getting paid like a really good player.
Oh, Tobias Harris?
Yeah, he stinks.
Oh, they need more from him.
Firstly, they hate him in Philly.
They seems like they boo him when they have the opportunity.
And he's getting paid a lot of money. There was a time that you looked at Tobias Harris as like a really good player.
Right, like he was supposed to be, I mean, the time they signed him, wasn't he supposed to be like the second option to Joel Embiid?
That's what I thought, and he's almost unplayable now.
Yeah, that's not the case, though. Well, they played him. I mean, he played over 41 minutes.
I know, but he's not even, he does nothing. He's non-existent.
Well, but dude, I mean, in fairness to Tobias Harris, he hasn't played great, but you're also talking about, I mean, Buddy Hield in almost 15 minutes had 2 points. Nicholas Batum, who you saw go off against Miami, had 6 points. Right? I mean, Kelly Oubre had 4 points.
Right. But that's the thing. Their role players on the road have been subpar in those first two games. I think you'll probably get a better version of that at home tonight.
I would think. And then you would also, if you're Nick Nurse, you're focusing on, hey, you know, the things that we needed to clean up after game one, the rebounding, all those things, bench scoring. We did a better job of that in game two. And we're still limiting Jalen Brunson.
Yes.
That's the most important thing for me tonight.
Brunson getting off? So I tell you, Knicks lose, but Brunson has a really good game. You can live with that?
I would feel better about the series as we move forward, yeah. I also like the fact that after this game, they got a couple extra days, too. They don't play again until Sunday.
Right. And that feels like it benefits Philadelphia a lot.
Of course. But they have to offensively figure out a way to get Jalen going.
Yeah, it's weird because teams have, and I know that it's different and it's the postseason, it's more physical and they're more focused, but teams have really game planned to slow down Jalen Brunson all year long and no one's really been able to do it.
Right, but I think you're also seeing kind of that next level of intensity and physicality
mm-hmm.
that they're allowing. That's the reason why Tibbs said it, right? Like there was 46 minutes of them beating the crap out of Jalen and they're not calling things. So, like, hey, pay attention.
Well, he's not wrong with that.
No, he's not, but I'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Let's go to some of the callers, 1-800-919-3776. I kind of like when they let them play, though, don't you, or no? Would you
prefer
a tightly?
No, I hate the ticky-tack tight.
Right, so, I mean, you know, when guys are up in the face defensively and then they have 3 fouls in the first half, it's like, I don't want to watch basketball like that.
There are things I like tight. Officiating is not one of them.
Oh, that's nice. Let's go to Subi in Midtown. Hi, Subi.
Hey Dave, did you hear the Michael K show yesterday hating on you for not watching the Knicks on the main TV?
I did not. Okay, first of all, how many times do I have to say this? I did not. I got a lot of tweets about it. I said the Knicks will be on the main TV and the draft will be on the side TV with the audio.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm going after Rosenberg tomorrow in a morning roast. I mean, I'm just fed up with him. So just a teaser, I'm going after Rosenberg in the morning.
Subi, how about this? Yeah. How about you call their show and go after him? How about that?
Yeah, because I think they blocked me at this point. I went after Anita Marks the other day, and they just blocked me. And then also, Rick, I have a question for you. I have a soccer game tonight. I'm playing goalie. Am I allowed to listen to the headphones like you did when you were on the Islanders? As like the draft and the Knicks game at the same time, so I'm not allowed to do that.
Wait, you listened to
other stuff when you were in the net?
No, I sang to myself. I didn't listen. I didn't have music in my ears while the game was going.
Wait, where did this come from? This came from somewhere.
How great would it be if we found out that you, in fact, were listening to like other sporting events while you were in the net for the Islanders?
It wouldn't be good for me at all.
You'd be
my
hero, though. You're listening to the draft while you're in the net?
what are you defending from at this point? Come on now. Did it happen or not?
No, it didn't happen. Stop.
I like Ray. Thanks for the call, Scooby. I like that Ray is like, be honest now. Did it happen?
No, it didn't happen.
He doesn't lose anything by admitting it this point.
No, not now. In fact, if anything, I would gain tremendous respect for him.
By the way, they didn't have, when I played, have ear pods either. What are you going to see? Like, what's hanging out of Rick's helmet? Oh, it's his headphones.
How great would that? What, Rick has a Walkman under his helmet.
Yeah, right. Middle of the playoffs. What do you listen to? The Mets game. I got to catch the Mets.
Come on, RJ, how great would it be how much would you respect this guy if you found out that he was listening to other sporting events while he was playing golf for the Islanders?
Can you imagine to have him mic'd up? All right, let's go on, Rick. And here we are in the bottom of the seventh.
Listen, if certain.
Move the runner over.
If certain legendary goaltenders can have a certain type of liquor in their water bottle, I think you can get away with listening to something.
Rick, you got us. Oh, come on.
I mean, my God. With nobody out, you can't score the run?
Who's this? Who's talking to me?
We're watching the Yankees game last night. What's Rojas sending Rizzo there? Why are you sending Rizzo?
Is this Doc Emrick?
By the way, did you see how bad that was? We haven't even talked about that.
What play?
When Rojas sent Rizzo home.
Oh, it was out by feet.
This is going well.
There are some guys. Listen, the Yankees are winning games, and that's what matters. But there are some guys on the Yankees who you have to stop trying to go from second to home on a base hit.
Right. I wouldn't. Rizzo with another defensive. I mean, it's a play he should make. But they won. They hit a home run. Back-to-back
game. Schmidt looks good. Outside of that one pitch to, was it Rooker that hit the home run?
I don't know exactly who it is.
The three-run home run.
Yeah. But he looked good. I think. How about this now? I think Schmidt might be the best starter right now.
Ooh, interesting.
How do you feel about that?
Interesting. Here's what I would say to that. The only problem with Clark Schmidt is him trying to get through the lineup a third time.
It's not great.
No, it hasn't gone well. Has not gone well.
No, it is not great. Let's continue along because then we have stuff you missed. Carl in Queens. Hi, Carl. You're on 98.7.
Rick and Dave, good morning. Hey, so I'm mainly calling. I don't know. You guys had a – sorry, excuse this guy talking.
Is that your child behind you?
No, not yet. No. But listen, you guys had a conversation about calling in a certain sports talk show after a series win. And I wanted to volunteer as tribute. I will secure a burner phone if that is necessary, but just under one condition, only under a series win will I do that.
I like it. So can we kind of write a script with you on the air and then
anything, you call
on our behalf?
I don't want to say the city. I mean, I just don't want this to explode. It's going to go out, but I'm so down, guys. I'm for it. And you brought up the word diehard came up a lot this week, Dave, and I will do it for the diehard Knicks fans, no doubt.
I like it. I think it's a great idea. We kind of write it. And thanks for the call Carl. We kind of formulate a game plan with him, a script with him, and then he puts it into action on Philly Sports Radio.
I like it, but I mean, it has to be. There's no question. We made the decision. It was a smart decision. After a series win, we're not messing around.
Right. No gunling conversation until it's over. Like, no, it's got to wait.
We're not going to be those guys.
Nope. We're going to wait until it's done, and then we're going to celebrate.
Oh, we'll celebrate.
Oh, we will. That's right. June in Parsippany. Hi, June.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call, and happy draft day.
Happy draft day, June.
So, I don't know if you guys saw those rumors about the Chargers trading Justin Herbert to the Vikings. Did you guys see that or no?
To the Vikings specifically,
yeah, we saw
no.
That. Yeah, well, that was the whole impetus as to why the odds had changed where they were
right, the
draft.
Chargers to take a quarterback. I hadn't seen to the Vikings specifically, but I have seen rumblings that they're talking about, and this is ridiculous to me, trading
him.
So if
that's possible, don't you think the Giants have more capital? You go after Justin Herbert, they trade their sixth pick. Let Chargers keep their pick. You could get Justin Herbert. I mean, I don't know.
I'd love it. It's just it's
but the Vikings
it's not
have
happen.
The Vikings have two first-round picks this season.
But, I mean, you can't trade a quarterback like that. It makes no sense.
No, I told you this yesterday. The amount of – they're not going to eat $129 million in dead cap. The Chargers aren't going to do it.
Stop playing that.
I feel like I got to
I know that's Santiago. I know that's you.
I feel like I have to every time the Vikings are mentioned.
Why?
Why not?
The most sense it makes for the Vikings is to draft J.J. McCarthy or panic one of these quarterbacks with how much money they're going to have to pay Justin Jefferson.
That is correct.
Like, they're set up really well for you.
Right. Don't pay the quarterback anything. Give the quarterback elite receivers. Pay Jefferson.
You got Addison. You got Hockenson.
Hockenson's going to probably take a while to come back. But, yes, you got him. You got Addison. And then away you go.
Yeah. I don't know where. I want to know why that changed so much, though.
Because we've seen it in the past. Like, I was reading something earlier in the week where, like, odds of other guys have skyrocketed. And it doesn't wind up happening.
No, I get it, but there has to be a reason why those odds change, though.
Yeah, maybe there's some rumblings in one of these organizations.
I
don't know. He's not, I can't imagine. If he's traded, that would be wild to me. RJ. RJ.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. You haven't done stuff you missed in a little bit of time now.
Yeah.
You feel like you might be ready for it?
I guess we're going to find out, aren't we? I can see where, you know, when you come back after missing a couple days, you wonder, is it still there?
Do you still have it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm confident you do, but let's find out for sure.
Now.
See ya!
Bang! Touchdown! Rebound score!
The shit you missed.
There's a lot happening this time of year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Dave, pop quiz for you quickly, though, just because we haven't mentioned it in an hour or two, of what you can find tonight across the docket of all we have to offer here on 98.7 ESPN 1050. ESPN, and the ESPN New York app.
We have so much, RJ. I'm glad you asked.
What can you find on 98.7, Dave?
I'm glad about that. So on 98.7, you have the Knicks game starting at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. On 1050, you have the Islanders game starting at 7 o'clock. And then I could see people in their cars right now or at work right now saying to themselves, well, how about the draft? Because I love the draft. Well, it's a great question you ask, RJ. With one finger, any finger that you have, you press a button on the ESPN New York app. There's going to be a special draft tile. Boop. Press that button. Draft starts playing, and you hear every draft nuance that you could possibly need.
That's nice what you did there.
I don't think I did anything.
You told the people what they need to know.
Yeah, well, you didn't do it right either.
What do you mean I didn't do anything right?
The game doesn't start at 7.
Yeah, it's pregame.
It's coverage. Coverage. Yeah.
But that's what I was doing. No. I want people locked in for the pregame. I did exactly what I wanted.
No, that's not truthful. You hear the game starts at 7. You think the puck's dropping at 7 and the tip's at 7.
That's when you get the angry people who said, I've tuned in at 7. Why isn't the game starting?
Right.
It does happen.
Oh my God. You know what? You guys are just looking to jump me. I did nothing wrong.
I'm not saying you did something
wrong. I want people
wrong.
To hear. I mean, I love the pregame show. I want people to be able to hear the pregame show.
So defensive.
Who's on the pregame show tonight?
That's a Dan Grosso vehicle.
Nice.
That is nice. What was also nice for the Miami Heat, not so much for the Boston Celtics, is the Heat took care of business. They beat the Celtics 111 to 101. They shot the lights out. 23 threes the Heat hit. And that, as you'd imagine, is a playoff record. That series now even at one win apiece. Heat also became the first team in the last 30 years to win a playoff game by double digits despite being an underdog of 14 or more. Got a series there.
Playoff spreads are usually not 14.5 points.
And the team that is trailing by the 14 in the spread does not usually win.
Is it in Boston's head already?
Well, they made 23 threes last night.
Yeah. Pretty good. Also pretty good, the Thunder, who beat the Pelicans 124-92. Big game for SGA. They now lead that series 2-0. Some hockey. The Bruins beat the Leafs 4-2. Boston leads that series 2-1. Vegas takes care of Dallas 3-1. And the Golden Knights now lead that series 2-0. And
Vegas is a problem.
That's not a wild card team.
Vegas is a problem.
Well, they pulled the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah,
and they manipulated
good.
the cap, and they bring back Mark Stone, who didn't count against the cap, and now here he is playing a big role. And the Kings take care of Edmonton 5-4. That game in overtime, all even at 1-1 apiece. Brett Pesce going to miss the next few games for the Canes. Dave, you mentioned they played the Isles tonight at UBS. Carolina, 2-0 series lead.
Puck drop 7:30.
Yeah, that's pregame right. at yeah. 7. Dave can't wait for the pregame, by the way. He's very excited about it. Sam Bennett.
It's actually a problem of his.
Yeah. Sam Bennett going to miss at least a game for the Panthers. Upper body injury. The Sharks, they fired our old buddy David Quinn. And
poor guy.
For doing exactly what they wanted him to do.
He left a job that he could have for the rest of his life at PU. And then he gets hired to do a certain job, and then they tell him midway through it, hey, we want you to do something else, gets fired. And that goes to, I can't imagine that was easy for Mike Greer to fire him either.
No, you would think not. I'm going to Ross St. Brown, Panay Sewell touched on this earlier. So they're going to be in Detroit for quite some years to come. Both get four-year deals. Amon-Ra gets 4 years for 120. Sewell, 4 years up to 112.
He is awesome, though.
St. Brown?
Yes, but I was talking about Sewell. He is
the way he moves.
He was a beast from day one.
Yeah, the way he moves for a big man is.
And how old is he? He's only like 23 or 24 years old. He's still a baby.
He came in very young.
Yeah, why draft an offensive lineman? Doesn't make any sense at all.
This could be shining a light on where Rick plans to go here.
No, I may not.
I see what you're saying.
He's 23.
I see what you're saying.
He's now 23.
Yeah. So he came in when he was 19?
No, it can't be.
20.
It had to be 20. Yeah, it had to be 20.
Oh, you were in Florida too long. You can't even do math now.
19.
There have been people drafted.
Was he Wilmer Flores? He was, you know, taking it.
There was the kid that the Texans drafted.
Yeah.
The defensive Amobi Okoye, I think. 19 years old.
Yeah. So there.
Well, okay. Panay Sewell was not one of them.
I'll take that. Bengals pick up Jamar Chase's fifth-year option. He's going to make about $21.8 million next season. Not 24, but 25. Speaking of the Bengals, they have another unhappy player in Trey Hendrickson.
Oh, yeah.
Who has requested a trade. T. Higgins said that too. He plans to at least play this year for the Bengals. Trey Hendrickson says he does not. Adam Schefter says the Bengals have no interest in trading Trey Hendrickson, who is a Pro Bowl player. And under contract through 2025, so stay tuned there. Micah Parsons gets his fifth-year option picked up. No surprise, going to make a little over $21 million for the 2025 season. Rashad Bateman gets a new two-year deal to keep him with the Ravens through 2026. Little baseball, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, and Anthony Rizzo, all homer. Pretty good formula for the Yankees. Makes life easier. They beat the A's, which has not been easy, but they've done that for the most part. They win 7-3 last night. Judge's homer, a little awkward. Right after a balk that would have been strike three. Then he hits his 261st career homer as a Yankee, which passes Derek Jeter.
Kind of warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah, on the all-time Yankee home run list.
Nice.
DJ LeMahieu. Yeah, DJ LeMahieu, update on him. Going to be shut down for at least another week. Has swelling in that right foot. Big game from Francisco Lindor. Two homers, 8-2 win over the Giants. Lindor had four hits. And Reed Garrett, by the way, this is a fun trivia.
He's something, huh?
He leads baseball in wins right now. He has four of them. He's a strikeout machine.
A singer.
Mania was not happy that he got yanked.
One out short of the decision.
Out, yeah. Well, you know what? Be more efficient then.
Wow.
No?
Harsh words.
Yeah, you'd be a treat to play for.
You think a player would take a swing at you?
I'd punch him right in the face.
Well, you know what? Sorry. As you're listening to your music in the net, be more efficient.
You'd be like a little skinnier Ken Hitchcock, where people are choking you out in the locker room.
Oh, no.
Listening to
rubbing bagels on their undercarriage.
Be better.
Blake Snell goes on the IL right before this game with a left adductor strain. Snell, by the way, is 0-3 with an ERA of almost 12.
That's money well spent.
Now, I ask you, though.
How do you feel? Dave's the man. How do you feel about that? That's money well spent.
Manager Rothberg, do you have an update on Snell? He heard something. He's got an ERA of 12. And we don't know what we're doing.
As he wheels in a trash can full of burning money. This is
I never wanted him, though.
Hey, can I add something on top? You see Mania out there? I mean, if he was more economical, he would get a win. So I'll tell him to pipe down.
Does he want to throw 120 pitches? Be better.
You're going to get J.D. Martinez. He's wrapping up things at AAA Syracuse. Expected to make his Mets debut tomorrow.
Nice.
A 2-for-4 last night, or yesterday. Yeah.
Cody Bellinger goes on the IL with fractured ribs. Corey Seager also on the IL. He has a left shin contusion. Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy getting paid out as part of the new equity that they created for
their loyalty.
Yeah, for staying with the PGA. 100 mil for Tiger, about 50 mil for Rory. And
Spieth got 30 and Justin Thomas got 30.
Yeah, taking care of everybody.
How about my loyalty?
To you're not loyal to you're not loyal. Loyal to golf.
Loyal to you guys. You should pay me.
We pay you in our continued friendship.
Right.
So. You've lost friends over the years.
It carries a lot of value.
It really does. And that's a bleep you missed.
Very nice. You know what's coming up next? Do you know?
Mock draft action.
That's right. Our mock draft action. 1-800-919-3776. Because right after the mock draft, the melange. It's D and R with you on 98.7 ESPN. All right, I have a read, and I'm looking for it, and now I'm ready. All right, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of all sportsbooks. All season long, they're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could ever possibly need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of the MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus years of age or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards are issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in just 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
The excitement is palpable. Does anybody have any idea what time it is right now?
Mock draft time.
Mock draft time. RJ! RJ!
Hi, Dave.
Will you be putting pen to paper here for the mock draft?
I will be keeping track of everyone's selections.
Beautiful. So here we go. 1 through 10. So it's just a point for each correct answer. Doesn't matter what team takes what player. Accurate?
Correct. And if you want to mix in some trades just for the fun of it?
Just for fun, though.
You can do that.
Okay. I don't care. You want to start? Whatever you want, I'll start that way. Would you like to start? Would you like me to start?
I'll start.
Okay, go ahead.
With the first pick, the Chicago Bears will be selecting Caleb Williams.
Those chimes are so wonderful.
I love them.
I will agree, when the pick is in, the Bears will take one quarterback, USC, Caleb Williams.
Some have called him the Prince of the NFL.
I think he's going to be a terrific player. All right, that's one.
RJ, what you should do for Dave next birthday is find a way to get those chimes as Dave's doorbell at his house.
That would be great.
That would be a great idea, actually.
Could you imagine that every time the doorbell? But I'll tell you this, and I don't know if you guys have the same. Not many people ring the doorbell at our house.
Yeah, but now I think you put a sign out there by the doorbell. Please ring the bell. Please ring the bell.
Yeah, right. But you know the problem with Dave would be? Is he would have the emotional high of hearing the chimes and then the emotional low of seeing whoever was standing there. And Dave would just be like, oh, you.
No, because I know they're there 10 minutes before they walk up to the door because the dogs go crazy if anyone walks anywhere near the house.
All right, I'm up.
You just did the first one.
Oh, we're alternating. Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't that make sense?
Okay. Oh, I guess.
Jump all over him.
You just said do whatever you want and you'll follow.
No. I meant he goes one, then Rick, I would go two.
Rick goes to the podium.
How he's like, all right, I'll go first, and okay, I guess I'm up then for second.
Steel chair, podium, run.
All right, I guess I'm up. I will say that's nice. Someone's at the door. The Commanders take Jaden Daniels to LSU.
I will concur. I will take Jaden Daniels with the second pick.
Okay. All right.
I'm up now.
It swings back to you because, yes, accurately, you're now up.
All right. With the third pick, I don't think the Patriots play games. I think they will listen to offers. But by the end of this, they need to come away with the quarterback. So I say they will select Drake May with a third pick.
I'd love to go in a different direction. Can I get my chimes, please? With the third overall selection, the Patriots will take Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina. I agree. All right, let's move along to pick number four. And this is kind of where things get rolling. Four is the Arizona Cardinals, who could trade out, who could take a receiver, or I guess an outside chance of an offensive lineman. But in my mock draft, the fourth overall selection stays put with Arizona, and they take the second-generation receiver, Marvin Harrison Jr., the Ohio State University.
I'd love to disagree with you here, because I'm with you. If the Patriots decide they're taking the quarterback, this seems like the spot that teams that want a quarterback are going to try to get up to. I think by the end of it, teams aren't willing to give enough. And it's going to be tough for Arizona to move off of Marvin Harrison Jr. to match up with Kyler Murray. So I'll go Marvin Harrison Jr. with the fourth pick.
All right. So right now we are locked in, all in agreement, through four selections. When does it change? Pick five, you're up.
I think it could change right here.
I don't know about that.
So with the fifth pick, the Los Angeles Chargers will make their pick, and they will select not Joe Alt. They will select tackle Alabama, J.C. Latham.
Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. We are going to deviate here. I think we have a trade here. The Vikings make a trade with the Chargers and move up to five. Now the Chargers will receive picks 11 and 23. And with that fifth selection, the LA Chargers will take J.J. McCarthy.
Here's the thing. My initial mock draft had that exact same thing happening, and then like a jackwagon, I continued to do some research and study and came across a report that said, if it's not for Drake May, Minnesota doesn't necessarily want to get rid of both their first-round picks. If they traded up to five, they would have to do that, so that's why I didn't have them going up to five.
Okay, which is fair, and I don't think it's crazy. I don't think you overdo things. I think it's very appropriate. Six. My New York football Giants. We've heard rumblings of Drake May. We've heard rumblings of J.J. McCarthy. We've heard, will they trade back? No, I've heard they love Malik Nabers. With the sixth overall selection, the Giants will take the wide receiver from LSU.
I'm not so sure how excited he'll be about being drafted by the New York Giants, but I will agree. There are some people that actually think that he could be a better receiver than Marvin Harrison Jr., so I will say Giants select Malik Nabers.
All right, number seven goes back to you.
All right. So there's no chance we have this pick the same. I think this is where we see the action. I think that this is where Minnesota trades up, and Minnesota will take J.J. McCarthy with the seventh pick.
Really?
Yeah.
So you have McCarthy falling to seven, huh?
Yep.
And you think Minnesota moves up there to grab him?
Yep.
Okay. All right. You're right. We differ again with seven. I mean, this has been the one that's been the staple of most drafts outside of Caleb Williams, maybe the entire way. Titans take the best offensive lineman in the draft, and that's Joe Alt from Notre Dame.
All right, so I'm up. I'm up.
You started with seven. I'll start with eight. I think we have a trade here.
Oh, I think you might be right.
I think, but it may not be the trade you think it's going to be. With the eighth pick, we have a trade. Hang on, I have my card. Let me open this up. Trade with the eighth pick. The Atlanta Falcons will trade this pick to the Indianapolis Colts, and the Colts will jump on Rome Odunze, wide receiver, University of Washington.
All right. I see what you did there.
That's what I did.
So when doing the chosen of the drafts, I decided I wanted to get it a little wild at the end here.
A little wild, a little saucy, a little sexy.
I also have a trade. This trade does not involve the Indianapolis Colts. This trade involves my New York Jets. My New York Jets will move up, and they will select Rome Odunze.
All right. So that doesn't matter, right? I mean,
no,
for our purposes.
We both have them going eight.
Right. So we both have Odunze going eight.
All right.
You're up with nine.
Nine.
There's no way your nine's going to be the same as mine.
Oh, 0% chance. So with nine, I'm not sure if you guys know this or not. I'm sure you do. Chicago only has four picks in this year's draft.
So you're going to have a trade here.
I'm going to have a trade here. I have your Colts moving up to nine and taking Brock Bowers.
Wow. Colts to nine, Brock Bowers. Okay. I like that. I think the Bears are going to keep this pick. And I think they're going to take, this is going to be the first wow moment of the draft. With the ninth overall selection, the Chicago Bears select Byron Murphy, defensive tackle, University of Texas.
Interesting.
That's a yep. wow.
That'd be a wow, wouldn't
there,
it?
Huh?
I like him a lot.
Yeah, well, in my mind,
but that's a wow.
Well, you just drafted a quarterback with the first overall pick.
Yeah, I understand.
That's interesting. I didn't expect that. All right, you're up.
Now I have the 10th pick. Where did my guy go?
You sound surprised.
No. I can't find my guy here. Where is he?
It should be on the piece of paper.
There he is. I got him. I can't read my writing that well. Okay, number 10. We've had a lot of debate. Do the Jets go with the receiver, with the tight end? Do they go with, in fact, an offensive lineman? With the 10th overall selection, the Jets take J.C. Latham, offensive lineman, University of Alabama.
I'd be happy with that pick.
Be a great pick.
All right, so my final pick, I had the Jets moving up to eight with Atlanta to take Odunze, so I have Atlanta now picking. They're on the clock. They've been tied to this guy the entire draft, entire mock season, so I'll have Atlanta taking Dallas Turner with the 10th pick.
Okay. All right. And that would be the first defensive player of the draft, right? For you?
For me, not for you.
Right. I have nine, you have 10. To me, I wonder when the last time a defensive player didn't go to 9 or 10.
Yeah, we have to go back for that, probably.
Right? I imagine it's going to be years and years and years.
A lot of offensive players, man. A lot of receivers, quarterbacks.
A lot of bragging rights here, potentially.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I've gone through probably 50 different mock drafts, and they all have something different somewhere.
Of course they do. Of course they do. All right, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a break? We'll come back, and we will dive right into the melange. 1-800-919-3776. The melange is moments away. We get you all ready for the draft in the Knicks on 98.7 ESPN. All right, now, Dave Rothenberg here to tell you about my friends at Bathfitter. These are not normal friends. These are dear friends. And they converted my kid's bathtub to a shower, did a phenomenal job, customized just like we wanted. Only one expert installer. Process was easy. There's no demo. There's no mess. And Bathfitter is a high-quality permanent solution with a lifetime guarantee. 3+ million happy customers like me and my wife, and for a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete bath fitter. system. What a treat that is, huh? $500? So start designing your bath today like we did at bathfitterdesign.com, because there's only one bath fitter.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Have I told you about the special tile on ESPN New York that if you just press one singular button on the app, you can now listen to the draft in its entirety?
No, tell me more.
Well, that's really all there is to it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. But that's big stuff.
Tell me more. Tell me more. I can't wait for this. I cannot wait for this draft.
Back to Greece you go, huh? ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets to see the New York Islanders take on the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 4 at UBS Arena. Enter to win at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Just scroll down to contests and submit your entry. Brought to you by the New York Islanders. Be a part of the electric atmosphere at UBS Arena. Get your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com. Do your Islanders win tonight? Do your Islanders win tonight?
I hate when you ask me questions like this.
Well, I think it's a fair question, no?
Yes. Sorokin and Net, I think they win tonight.
Nice. Okay. Do the, because I told you I don't think they do, in your mind, do the Knicks win tonight?
No, I don't think the Knicks win tonight, but I think that Jalen Brunson starts to figure it out.
Would you sign for that right now? Knicks lose close game, Brunson plays really nicely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, how many times you got to say it? I mean, you've said it, I've said it, everyone said it. If the Knicks have any hope of getting to where we want them to go, he's going to have to figure this out.
Of course he is. And I think he will.
Now, right. But this could be, is this just a tougher matchup? And if we can get through Philly, that things will ease up a little bit? And you like his matchup better against, the Pacers?
Yes. Definitively. So, definitively. I don't want to break it down yet. But if the Knicks have the Pacers in the next round, I would love their chances.
Right, you love your chances.
Love my chances.
But they still got, as much as you want to puff your chest out and, hey, you think the series is over, the reality is that...
I never said it was over. I thought they were going to win the series in five, and I'm not deviating from that right now.
Right, but there's been a level of confidence, which I appreciate. You should be confident in this team. In the grand scheme of the playoffs, though, it's the Knicks did what they were supposed to do.
That's right. They held serve.
That was in barely in the second game.
They got lucky in game two. Listen, they got fortune in game one, too. It was a close game.
Right. I think you create your own luck, too, though. It's a testament to who they are. But that was, you're down five with 47 seconds left.
It was dicey. No doubt about it. Let's go to the calls. It is the Melange. Let's go to Chris in Huntington. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I think the Giants are going to somehow finagle their way into pick three or four. I think they're just destined to find a quarterback, and I don't think they're going to sit put at six because I don't think they know Daniel Jones is the answer.
Right. Well, I guess you can, and it sounds like Arizona could potentially be open for business at four, but you're right. With the rumblings that maybe J.J. McCarthy is someone that interests them, maybe they move up to four and they grab him if, in fact, Drake May goes third.
Well, I don't think it's
something. The thing is, if the Patriots need a quarterback, so the Patriots are going to somehow have to find out how they're going from three back up to get J.J. McCarthy.
I have a feeling the Cardinals are not going to take a quarterback. I don't think they're going to take J.J. I feel like they're just going to snag.
We're talking about a team like Minnesota trading up to get J.J. McCarthy. The Patriots have to. If the Patriots like Drake May and they like J.J. McCarthy, but the idea of getting whatever it is from the Giants and still getting the quarterback makes more sense for them. They still have to figure out how they're going to get back to defend against maybe Minnesota moving up ahead of them.
Right. Because if you're the Chargers, you have to make whoever it is think that, yes, someone else is going to be moving up for this pick if it means you're just moving back to six. Because if someone's moving up, you have to figure it's for the quarterback.
Right. I think the more likely thing, if that does happen, if your dream comes true, would be Giants trade up to three and then Patriots trade back up to four. And so it ends up going Giants three, Patriots four, Cardinals into pick and six.
Giants three, Patriots four, Cardinals pick six. No, Patriots pick six.
Patriots pick four. Cardinals would pick six.
So then it would be all quarterbacks, first four picks.
Right.
Right. Ken, Connecticut. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, boys. Rick, I love your Jets trade-up idea. It's also just nice to hear that, you know, Jets draft talk. I feel like they've maybe gotten like 5%, and rightfully so, maybe 5% of the total conversation pie this draft season.
It's only because it's not a quarterback. The quarterbacks are always more interesting.
Right, when the Jets are going to take Zach Wilson, it's nonstop talk about the Jets.
That's true. But also, I just want to say, nobody beats RJ, but I have to stick up for Bauer. He was professional, cordial, and if I have, I dare say, approachable is probably an IPA for Montauk Brewing Company. So I got to go with my boy there, too.
I don't think thanks for the call, Ken. I don't think he's all that professional nor cordial.
And he's nasty.
You're right. He was nasty, and he just went on his own and created his own separate five-pack away from what we really do with the five-pack.
Well, some would say he ran amok.
He did run amok.
That's what he did.
He ran amok.
He's a mucker.
He's a big mucker. Let's go to Dan in Jersey. Dan, hello.
What was that before, David? Really? What was that?
You know what? I got swept up in the moment.
Sorry, Dan. I mean, your calls have the tendency to be like verbal Ambien sometimes. Sorry.
Oh. I apologize. I just love starting the day calling you guys, and I really look up to you guys, and I look forward to seeing you next Thursday. I've tried to model my radio show after what you guys do, because what you, Raymond, RJ, and Dave do is, in my opinion, the best radio show in the world. So I'll try to be a little bit better with my calls. I apologize.
Well, now you made me feel bad.
I don't feel badly. Be better, but we appreciate the kind words. That's nice, though.
What? Who just hung up on him?
Ray.
Raymond. I mean, are you serious?
What else did you want him to say?
You got a dark soul there, Santiago.
I'm not going to deny
He's
that.
Like, I model myself to be just like you guys. Bye.
Click. You had another one of your pregnant pauses. I didn't know whether you wanted to keep them or not.
Boy, that was a heartwarming exchange. I model my life after you guys. Well, be better. Hang up.
Bye-bye.
And again, yeah, you said,
good morning, Rick. Good morning, Dave. Hi, RJ. Hi, Reds. All right, we got you.
Well, Rick did also call him verbal Ambien, so yeah. I don't think we're doing really wonders for his confidence.
We're not helping.
Well, you know what's entertaining, though? Three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
That's right. We're back. It's the NFL draft.
Yes.
If you're not watching it on television, you got the Knicks, you got the Isles, you got choices. You can watch them all on television. You can listen them all on the ESPN New York app. There's a draft chime, just a tile. Listen to it all here.
Number two.
You're not a loser for listening to the draft. Shooter.
And
I see
like
it.
A jerk. He throws us around. He throws his own players around. And I think we're going to win this series.
Your child needs you. Your child, he's desperate for your attention. The kid's going to be in therapy for the rest of his life,
Let's
for God's sakes.
Another one to add to the greatest hits.
Quiet class, Ron on the radio. Just kidding, guys.
Ha-ha. Shooter is the exact guy, Rick, that I was talking about that gets me nuts.
All right.
Number one.
Welcome back to our RJ. You know, everyone wants to take shots at Tom, but he does a good job, but RJ's RJ. He's our Kirkland Field Yates.
Less handsome, less successful version of Field.
What's the Costco brand?
Kirkland?
Kirkland.
Yes,
he's Kirkland Field.
I am Kirkland Field Yates. The good news is you could buy like 12 of me for the price of one Field.
That's right. It's Kirkland Field Yates. It's Rule 76.
No excuses to play like a champion. It's TPHO Rothenberg. And
I hope every team in the draft carpe omnias the hell out of it.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.